You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
It's time once again for Ask Shelley. On Mondays, Shelley takes the questions that you send her during the week and finds the answers and comes back and reports here for the sake of discussion and education. Oh, and to kill a couple of minutes on the radio show. You know. It's a multi-pronged approach, we like to call it. There we go. All right, so let's. Here we go. Ask Shelley. Let's see if I can find letter number one here. Dear Shelley, I have a question for you. Here in the United States, we measure things in pounds, and the abbreviation for that is LBS. I've always wondered why that is. What does that mean? What is it? Did it stand for something or some other word abbreviated to mean pounds? And when did we start measuring in pounds? Thanks a lot, San Jeremiah. Good question.
I get it, because pound and LB don't...
Go together at all.
But, the word pound comes from an ancient Roman unit of measure, the libra pondo, which meant a pound by weight. The English word pound draws from the pondo parts, and that's where you get LP, or that's where you get the L part of it. The abbreviation LB is derived from the libra part of the word. So you get LB for Libra, I guess.
So it's Libras.
Yeah, yeah. And while I can't say if anyone did it before this, the United States and countries of the Commonwealth of Nations agreed upon the common definition for the pound July 1st, 1959. Since then, the international pound, the symbol LB, has been defined as exactly 0.4535923 7 kilograms.
Okay, or 16 ounces.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
There's that, yeah. All right. Our system will never jive with the metric.
No.
Letter number two. Dear Shelley, is it illegal to sell your used shoes and underwear online?
Used underwear and socks are apparently not allowed on eBay.
Okay.
We have a used clothing policy, so buyers can be confident that they'll get clean, stain-free items when they buy on eBay, according to their official statement. Health and hygiene is one of our top priorities, so our policy outlines why certain items cannot be sold on the site. Now, according to another website, though, that's just eBay, pantyselling.com. the person behind the site said that they never even thought that selling their panties online might be illegal. So they looked into it and they write, all right, here's the short answer.
Yeah.
Maybe. They said from what they've researched online, and they highly recommend you doing your own, it is not illegal to sell if the person knows it is a used slash worn item they are buying. It may be considered hazardous substances under certain states. If you try to sell to an underage person, you're subject to prosecution. Panty selling platforms are selling to an underage person through them will not protect you. You can't, it's not going to save you if it goes to an underage person. And posting bodily fluids carries an additional risk of prosecution. You are not well protected if trouble arises out of your used panties. But there are tons of sites that do this. Allthingsworn.com, sniffer.com.
Oh, gross.
I did see some available from someone in Chesterfield, Virginia on 5miles.com. Vice.com did an article on this. They say it's a lot harder than you think. I did find a Reddit poster who agreed. She said she hasn't slept since she's been working so hard at selling her panties online. But Vice.com talked to a lady named Charlotte who set up an ad on PantyDeal.com.
Oh, yes, of course.
She interacted with potential customers. She discovered that most wanted panties that were worn for like 2 or 3 days. So, you know, you got to wear them for a while. After some initial success, because she was the new girl, sales slowed down. She had to figure out a way to market herself, get attention. And that promoting work is going to be tough. The market is flooded with porn stars and sex workers who are selling their stuff online and who already have a connection with people, you know.
Yeah, well, they already have marketing because they're known for something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, all of that said, the Virginia Code says donation or sale of blood, bodily fluids, organs, and tissues by persons infected with viruses will that's one of the codes. So you can't do that. So you have to know that you don't have any viruses because it's a class 6 felony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And notwithstanding the provisions of subsection A, this section shall not prohibit the donation or acquisition of organs for transplantation. It goes on. The section shall not be construed to prohibit the donation of infected blood or other bodily fluids. I tried to write to them and ask if it was write to the person on the code because there's like an email attached to it.
Yeah.
I have not received a response yet.
No, but they're checking your background because
they probably
think you're
are.
Open up your own panty page.
Yeah, and that's fine. The chapters of the Acts of Assembly referenced in the historical citation at the end of the section may not constitute a comprehensive list, they say. So I couldn't find an official answer in the Virginia coding, but just know you're not protected if you do sell online.
All right, good to know. Finally, this. Dear Shelley, my problem slash question is, what happened to the dislike button on YouTube? If I want to dislike a stupid video, then I want everyone to see all the dislike totals. Is this another thing canceled by millennials? Come on. Thanks. Signed, Eric.
Did you notice it was gone?
No.
I didn't either.
It used to be, it used to be thumbs up, thumbs down.
There's a thumbs down right there. I'm looking at it.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
All right.
I found a report from Reuters back in April that said YouTube was testing the removal of the public dislike counts in response to creator feedback. Now, the Reuters report also said that people on social media are claiming without evidence that the test function is because the Biden administration requested that YouTube do it. That's not true. YouTube explained in a tweet on March 30th that the testing is they're testing a new design that doesn't show the number of dislikes in a small experiment. Creators will still be able to see the exact number of likes and dislikes. And you can still dislike a video and share your feedback with creators to help tune the recommendations you see on YouTube.
Okay.
But the test is a response to creator feedback that public dislike counts affect their well-being and may incite a targeted campaign of dislikes on a video, according to YouTube.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have a question for Shelly, send it to Shelly at fm99.com. It's Ask Shelly. We do it on Mondays at right around this time.